This goes to Dr. Strom. It's STROM, like Mary, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Larry Hamp, H-A-M-P, date of birth 2/14/1939. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Hamp with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, bilaterally small kidneys, COPD, and hypertension. His last visit was November 30th of 2021. His wife is also present for this visit. His weight is up about 4 pounds, actually 7 pounds since his last visit, but he's not especially more short. He is not short of breath. That is very stable, and there's no increase in edema of the lower extremities. He has been trying to do some sitting exercises in his wheelchair at home to stay strong and prevent a muscle atrophy. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does walk at home, too, with some assistance. He does have some shortness of breath with exertion and orthopnea without PND. He does have a cardiologist that he sees on a regular basis, Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, and minor edema of the lower extremities, which improves with leg elevation. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The only change is a slight increase in Lantus insulin from 19 units daily to 22 units daily. He's also anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligram daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 153, and blood pressure is 134 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 3rd of 2022. Creatinine increased unexpectedly. It's up to 3.4 with estimated GFR of 18. The other high value I see in the past was 9.5 of 2019. Creatinine was 3.3 at that point. In 2020, July 13, 2020, creatinine was 3.0. So it does fluctuate, but this is slightly higher as we've been running less than 3 for about a year and a half. His calcium is 8.9, carbon dioxide 28, sodium is 134, potassium 4.5, albumin 4.0, hemoglobin A1C was 8.6, hemoglobin was 13.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, phosphorus level was 4.2. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. A slight increase in creatinine is noted, but there are no uremic symptoms. A history of congestive heart failure does not appear to be an exacerbation of that currently, and COPD stable, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.